Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I've had people telling me, man, Meek done, Drake, he done, Nicki, he done, he went to jail, he done, this, that.
From being a talented young rapper in the streets of Philly,
if I get a piece of pie, my man got to slice that, break down, take down.
And growing up to create cultural anthems like Dreams and Nightmares.
That intro is classic.
The intro ended up being the biggest record on the whole album.
To constantly being joked about online and recently asking his fans if he fell off. Meek Mill has gained a reputation for being emotional, corny, and even hypocritical.
He's ultra sensitive. This is why I know Meek is a comment gangster.
Ever since Nicki left you, you are a nobody.
But the question is, how did he put himself in this position? Is it from making many questionable posts like some of these? Or could it be from all of the beefs he's been involved in and how they turned out? Because some of Meek Mill's decisions have hurt his reputation so bad, some think he will never fully recover. And the first mistake was going after Drake in 2015. By pushing one button on his phone, Meek Mill made an emotional decision that changed his life forever. Drake appeared on Meek's song Rico for his new album, and Drake's verse is what allegedly began the beef. Old ways, new woman, gotta keep a balance. The girl of your dreams to me is probably not a challenge. Meek then got on Twitter and made a tweet accusing Drake of not writing his own lyrics.
My man thought he was getting dissed. With the line, to me, your girl of your dream is really not a challenge or whatever.
Right.
I said, bro, he's not dissing you.
And I can't even blame Meek for thinking this, because Drake will be your friend and still your girl. Ask Chris Brown. This means Meek would have felt Drake was talking about Nicki Minaj, who Meek Mill was dating at the time. And we can't forget, Drake has a past with Nicki Minaj from his Young Money days and when she gave him a lap dance on the Anaconda music video.
Even when there were things happening, even when I couldn't speak to him, I think he felt, you know, the love that I will always have for him.
I've always, like, really, actually, really had a crush on her, like, always really loved her. Just, well, I'll be playing with her for years until she's ready to go.
After Meek sent that tweet, the rest was history. Drake got the win and changed rap forever. But for Meek, it was a nightmare. All over social media, he was taking heat for losing, and it couldn't have been easy. But the nightmare was just getting started. Not long after the beef with Drake, he and Nicki Minaj broke up in 2016. Now Meek had lost the beef with Drake and his girl Nicki back to back. And Nicki, who we should mention, was the reason Meek even dissed Drake in the first place. But if you're expecting this breakup to end with the two staying friends and going their separate ways peacefully, well, you're mistaken, because this breakup was ugly, as even years later, the two would be in controversy. It started with Remy Ma dissing Nicki on her song called Shether, and the lyrics referenced the conversation she allegedly had with Meek Mill. In this conversation, apparently Meek told her about Nicki getting implants.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
And essentially, he couldn't do things with her because of that. A couple of months later, Meek had bars for Nicki on his album called Wins and Losses. People taking shots. Can't stop me, they ain't real enough. Cut her off, act like she's dead, and it's killing her. And of course, Nicki didn't take too kindly to this. It went on the offense.
Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck them.
I used to pray for times like this.
Meek later said in an interview with Vulture, I definitely wasn't in nobody's DMs. Don't worry, Meek, I believe you. But in December of 2018, when Nicki confirmed her new relationship via Instagram, fans were dying to know what Meek Mill thought. During a hashtag Ask Meek Twitter session, he gave a pretty interesting response when asked about Nicki's new man, Kenneth Petty. "I don't feel nothing, and I don't know that man to judge him. I went to check him out on her page and found out I was blocked." For the next year, things were pretty quiet between the two, but in 2020, everything exploded. Meek and Nicki Minaj's now husband Kenneth Petty got into a shouting match at a West Hollywood shopping store. In a video captured by TMZ, you can hear the yelling. Things got even uglier, and serious accusations were made, including domestic disputes, defending convicted criminals, among other things. And both sides denied those allegations. But Nicki wasn't done. "Been tweeting about my man for a year now, talking about he went to my page to see him, but he was blocked. My guy, move on. I know your girl embarrassed. Pooed yourself in the store when you got pressed though." After the Drake beef in 2015, and now the Nicki breakup in 2016, Meek was looking to change the page and strictly focus on the positive in 2017. And things were looking to be turning back into that right direction, like he was headed before the Drake beef. But suddenly, there was a new chapter in Meek's nightmare.
Philly rapper Meek Mill has just been sentenced to 2 to 4 years in state prison after a judge today found him guilty of violating his probation.
Meek Mill was ordered by a judge to serve 2 to 4 years in prison for violating probation multiple times, all stemming back to 2009. But Meek was advocating for something bigger, and many others were too. He put a spotlight on issues within the justice system while on probation, and how it can follow you for so long, as he wasn't criminally convicted for almost 10 years, but still, he was on probation that entire time. Meek was sent to prison for slip-ups, such as travel violations over the years, getting arrested over a scuffle at the airport, which he actually got community service for, and the nail in the coffin was being caught doing wheelies on a dirt bike. But what turned out as a negative turned into a huge positive. Meek Mill received support from everyone.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Including Roc Nation, Jay-Z, Michael Rubin, Kevin Hart, and many others. Eventually, his legal team was even able to get him out on bail after only serving 5 months. And when Meek Mill was released, he had all of the spotlight on him. It was his time. He took a helicopter from prison to the 76ers game. He had interviews all over, including The Ellen Show and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
I just learned that you watched my show in prison.
Yeah, it's not a lot of good things to watch on TV. Yeah.
And later in 2018, he released an album called Championships, which sold 229,000 copies in its first week and debuted number one on Billboard. He also squashed his beef with Drake, and that led to the smash hit Going Bad. Meek Mill was back, and many would argue better and more popular than ever. So if Meek was on top of the rap game, had all of this going for him, what happened? Meek Mill has never been afraid of posting or saying what's on his mind, and to some, that's part of his downfall. Meek will post about anything, and I mean anything, from asking about vibrating panties, asking for things like this, saying his D is too good, saying he gets freakier as he gets older, and he never thought he'd be eating certain things, pictures of him eating soggy fries in the pool, asking how his fans in Africa listened to his music, and he even said he was quitting Twitter forever, and spoiler alert, that didn't last. But not all of the posts are on the cringy side. Some will just make you flat out shake your head, and even though I don't think he did this with bad intent, Meek Mill had lyrics in a song about Kobe Bryant's passing only a year after it happened, and it caused outrage. "Always tell me that she loved me, but she ain't ever showed me. Yeah, and if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper, it be another Kobe." And Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's wife, was not happy about this, and she said Meek could do better. And to Meek's credit, he apologized for this. But there are a lot of people on social media who aren't as nice as Vanessa Bryant, and they're not afraid of letting Meek know how they feel. For example, Meek recently made a tweet saying this: "Play dumb to dumb people and act smart around smart people." Rich people be saying anything and think they're inspirational. He doesn't even know what he's saying. They will document Meek's fall off like the Roman Empire. He also tweeted this: "Every time I do a verse, I charge 250k and up. If you got 150k on site and I like the song, we can swap it out. Paying Meek 250 racks to yell about dirt bikes and phantoms on your song is crazy. No wonder we don't see you on songs. I'ma just say it, a quarter M for Meek verse in 2024 is crazy. For that price, give me a Future or a Gunna." Now I know to many, hate on social media doesn't mean anything. It's just the internet. But as you'll see next, social media comments directly affect Meek emotionally, which I know everyone agrees is important.
I don't care what nobody says about Meek Mill.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear. Just your signal. Cygnos.
And you could say he's the biggest gangster in the world. He has 1 million bodies and he sold the most coke and he's whatever. He's done whatever. When blogs post him, he goes to the comment section like any insecure person and reads what they're saying. He scrolls up and if it's not positive, he feels a certain way.
Aside from his beef with Drake, one of Meek's biggest beefs wasn't even with a rapper. It was with DJ Academics, a blogger. The beef started with Meek Mill asking Academics to stop posting him on his Instagram page all the way back in 2017.
He sends me a DM with a bunch of chaser dudes. It's a group DM, okay? I call it a digital jumping. Yo fam, if you're not posting me in a positive way, don't really post me. But he says clearly, if you don't post me in a positive way, don't post me at all. I haven't posted him.
Meek Mill even thought Academics had bots in his comment section during the Drake beef in 2015 that were commenting negative stuff about him.
But at that time, he's thinking Drake is paying for these things. Either paying bloggers or literally paying bots to just do it. Like, just imagine Drake paying for L-bots. Meek Mill used to be upset at me that I didn't turn off comments when I posted his music. Yo, Drake paid bots! Yo, they spamming L's, don't turn the comments. I'm like, bro, I don't turn off comments for nobody.
So Academics listened to him and stopped posting Meek. But then Meek said this in an interview only 6 months later.
And some of them got influenced. Like, I don't know, if you watch this little page, you watch, who might see Academics page. You'll see they post everybody album, they ain't gonna post no Meek Mill album. It's a lot of them, they ain't posting my album, man. When we see him, we have a little talk about it.
So Academics started posting him again. But after a bit of time had passed, Meek Mill was back and commented on his Instagram page to stop posting him once again.
Meek said, never choose a kid over your fam. This was around like Father's Day. What did I caption it as? Meek Mill with a message. He cops in the conversation and says, yo, stop posting me on this page. Okay.
And at this point, Academics went off and gave his thoughts on Meek Mill and the whole situation.
Meek Mill is what we call the gangster, the sensitive gangster. All he talks is the streets, the trenches, tough. This is how we handle it. But he gets offended at the very most minute things. He's ultra sensitive.
As time went on, Meek Mill got more mad because now he didn't like what Academics' Instagram page stood for. As he felt Academics' Instagram causes violence in hip hop, he makes a lot of money and provides nothing to the culture.
Getting killed when you posting NBA and them and Quando and them, then you posting OTF and all that. You better understand what you're doing. I watch your post. We could go right to your page. You got one of the
and then you got Dirk under that. It's like y'all inciting that and selling it.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Meek Mill even put a green light on academics, which allegedly means you're now a target. And academics, as he said many times, isn't a street person, so he apparently contacted the police about it.
Because right now, like, when you say green lighting, I send that to the police. I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, yo, are you greenlit? Wait, Meek Mill just told me in front of the world I'm greenlit? Okay, here's the cops.
21 Savage got both of them on a Clubhouse call to try and fix the relationship. And shout out to 21 Savage for this, because he was actually trying to be partial and fair to both sides.
But I would like for you to be specific.
Man, you know who he's talking about, bro.
We not gonna name you.
Right. He kind of got a point. He got a point. I ain't gonna
lie. I can't disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
Eventually, Meek even tried to cancel academics, which in hindsight, wasn't a good idea. Because after this, academics put his foot on the gas and he would not stop.
So Meek, you ain't cancel a f***ing thing. I want everybody who's in my comment section, who's f***ing with me, go to Meek Mill and ask him, didn't you cancel academics? What the f*** is happening? Because he's still talking about you.
In the height of their beef in 2021, Meek was releasing his first album since the successful 2018 championships. And academics, he was rubbing his hands like Birdman, waiting for the first week's sales to come in. And when they came, he did not hold back.
Being as though I see you do that with certain artists, I'ma always attack you because I'm a big dog in the culture.
You a what? Wait, chat, what did he say? What did Meek Mill say? You sold 80,000 records. You flopped. You could tweet, oh, my album's better than championship. You flopped. You flopped. 229 to 89, you flopped.
Academics also accuse Meek of being a hypocrite for a couple of reasons. The first being that Meek is only tough with people that are weaker than him.
Let me tell you this. You know, God forbid, I hope this never happens. If you ever see him beat somebody up, it's going to be Safari or a blogger. He'll never beat up an actual Meek was in the store with Nicki's boyfriend. Nicki's boyfriend was allegedly alone. You think that if Academics was in that Louis store by myself with 20 chasers, that Meek ain't trying to beat me up with mad videos? He DM'd me with about 45 chasers. Clearly a move of intimidation to try to let me know, like, yo, we could jump you, son. Like, we the chasers. Like, yo, we're tough. We'll do a wheelie and tie you to the back. And I'm like, okay, I got you, thugs.
He also said Meek promotes prison reform, but still portrays a gangster persona. And doing both doesn't make sense.
Meek music is hypocritical music. He claims he's trying to go for prison reform, but all he's doing is rapping about that can land people in prison. Hypocritical and mid.
But beefing with academics wasn't the only way Meek Mill made himself look bad during this time, as he publicly beefed with Tekashi 6ix9ine. And again, the question is,
hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Why is Meek Mill, someone who is supposed to be a top rapper and at this point veteran in the game, beefing with people like Academics and 6ix9ine?
I'm going to start off with Meek Mill, right? I'm gonna start off with Meek. And look, you need this clout.
In 2020, Meek vowed to destroy 6ix9ine, and this is from 6ix9ine snitching. Meek first spoke on 6ix9ine after he got released from prison, and he had announced he was gonna be going on Instagram Live to have a talk. Meek tweeted about the live, and he said the only reason he should be doing it is to apologize to the people that he snitched on.
Wrong. Listen, I snitched, I ratted. But where was the loyalty when you were sleeping with my baby mother? Where was the loyalty when you was caught on the wiretap trying to kill me? Where was the loyalty when you tried to kidnap my mother? Where was the loyalty when you were stealing millions of dollars from me? Where was that? A rat like me to come home and still do more numbers than you, I would be mad too.
And I understand what Meek stands for. He's a rapper from the streets. and why he doesn't respect 6ix9ine as he cooperated with law enforcement. But Meek Mill put so much energy into this, and it's another beef Meek started that doesn't make him look too good in the end. 6ix9ine decided to do some research of his own, and he found out that someone Meek Mill was associated with at his label Roc Nation had previously cooperated with the government. The woman's name is Desiree Perez, now CEO of Roc Nation.
Desiree Perez struck a deal with the feds, agreeing to wear a hidden wire to record her meetings with the major cocaine traffickers. Her undercover informant work won her courtroom praise for federal prosecutors. You see Meek Mill right here with Desiree Perez, right? She's part of his bail with Jay-Z. This part of Roc Nation, right? She's executive at Roc Nation. But then you go saying, yo, listen, we don't with rats. Your executive is a rat. So you pick and choose? Because if you don't want to be around rats completely, you're with a rat right there.
6ix9ine's attack didn't end there, and he began dissing Meek about losing Nicki Minaj.
Ever since Nicki left you, you are a nobody. Listen, Nicki took you on tour. You were her opener. Nicki made you you. Did you forget? I forgot what Drake said. What did Drake say? He said, is that your tour or your girl's tour? That was never your tour, homie.
This beef ended up sparking a face-to-face altercation. Meek Mill and 6ix9ine ran into each other at a club, and when he ran into him, Meek claims he spit on him, and then 6ix9ine left. But then they ran into each other in a parking garage, and things got wild.
That's a fact, you. That's a fact. Ain't you with security? This is security? Shut up. Ain't you with a cop?
After the incident, Meek got on Twitter and had this to say. We did not run into each other. I was getting into my car and he just popped out. We almost was smoking on that 6ix9ine pack for the love of a viral moment. He trying to get someone locked up, no cap. But believe it or not, the beefs didn't end there. Meek now had beef with his own label, Atlantic Records, and allegedly, Rick Ross. I haven't got paid for music and I don't know how much money.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On The Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Labels make off me. I need lawyers ASAP. Meek Mill also tweeted about Atlantic Records making hundreds of millions of dollars off him and apparently stealing Roddy Ricch from him while he was in jail.
I mean, I called Meek as soon as that happened. He gave me the whole rundown. We just had a conversation just about his perspective of it. And it was a valid point, valid situation with what he got going on. His situation with Atlantic is not my situation with them.
As for Rick Ross, Meek was allegedly upset over his deal and he felt the money was being withheld from him. Gilly the Kid even took Meek Mill's side and had some pretty choice words for Rick Ross.
Will you give Meek the money you owe him? Because you got him in a 1914 slave deal. A Harriet Tubman joint that he signed when he was 19 and now he's 35.
It was even rumored Meek Mill wouldn't let Rick Ross come into his section at a club in Miami.
Rick Ross showed up and Rick Ross was trying to be in and about the vicinity of Meek, and apparently Meek allegedly had people instructed to say, don't allow it to happen. Meek had an issue. I guess he was in conversations about talking about how he could get off MMG. And because those issues weren't resolved yet, and I don't know what else transpired, he wasn't down with kicking it with Rick Ross at the moment.
But only a year later, the duo of Meek Mill and Rick Ross were back together. Because in late 2023, Rick Ross and Meek Mill released a joint album called Too Good To Be True. They put the beef rumors to rest and were ready to release their project. But as the first week sales came in, people were a bit surprised. Too Good To Be True sold 33,000 copies in its first week, so to most people looking, they would say that's a flop. Especially when it's both Meek and Ross together. And of course, 50 Cent had a little jab for the both of them.
When you sell 31,000 and 9 CDs, I shouldn't talk to you.
They don't know him. I keep asking them about these. They don't know these.
Meek clapped back at the haters speaking down on their album sales, and essentially Meek was saying the numbers are low because there is no label support, and they control the numbers. And if you don't know, Meek and Ross are both independent now. And Meek could have a point when he's talking about this. But if we were being honest, 33,000 for Meek Mill and Rick Ross is a flop any way you look at it. And I know people will say sales aren't the same, which I really do get, but these are supposed to be big dogs in the game.
Seeing Meek Mill fall so far from the top to literally tweeting asking people if they think he fell off is tough to see. Meek Mill's old enemy DJ Academics had some words for him and where he feels his career has went. And this answer might surprise you.
I would hope you think I don't have animosity towards you anymore. I mean, people now feel like your time has passed. And that's the biggest thing that I don't know how that hits your ego. By the way, if it was only talent, I think you would be still highly regarded. There was a stunt enough growth with you because we were looking for the next evolution.
And I do agree with Academics. Yes, Meek can definitely still rap.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
He's probably better than a lot of the rappers still out there, but at the same time, he didn't take that next step like his peers did in Drake, Kendrick, or Cole, as they all transformed their music to that next level. But Meek's downfall is one that is tough, because the beefs also hurt his reputation, and I have to be honest, Meek's own decision-making on social media played a big part in hurting his reputation. But one thing is for certain, Meek Mill will never fall off from giving us good content on social media. I appreciate you watching, and I want to know your opinion in the comments. Peace.